Where did you say you get this from, this little bit of audio?
This audio is from an Instagram, and I'll tell you who's in a second.
Okay.
The Vice article is, why are people sunning their a-holes on TikTok?
Is it really truly sunning or just presenting?
Oh, no, it's sunning.
They're actually giving them a little sun, and we get to watch.
This is what they say.
Okay.
The area between the pubic bone and the anal cavity.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing much going on down there, I don't think.
See what you did?
Nope.
Sunning this area, also known as perineum sunning, at least 3 minutes at a time, apparently creates a surge in energy equivalent to walking around in the sun all day, recharging, or having a cup of coffee.
Or especially when you actually show it to the world. When you do that, that just gives you quite a charge. Yeah, I get a charge out of that, I'll tell you.
The hashtag perineum sunning is getting over 2.7 million views.
Wow. Please tell me you haven't done this.
I have not.
Woo!
However, there are two guys, and I don't know if they're comedians or not. I think they must be.
You guys comedians or something?
Because it is on the Instagram page for... do you have it? Oh, why am I playing
over here? I don't know.
Netflix is a joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're a comedy festival. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So these two guys are standing in front of the Irvine City Council.
Okay.
And they're presenting their case that this needs to be a thing.
That they really should help promote health by
sunning your butthole.
Right.
Yes. And the first guy that walks up starts by saying this.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. And I'm here today to promote an amazing new holistic.
Hold on, you missed it when you were saying what up. He did say what up, council.
Yeah.
But then he followed it up with, my name is Chad Kroger.
Yeah.
Who's the lead singer of Nickelback.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not him, though? I just assumed it was.
No, this is just a dude.
Oh, okay.
Just a dude.
Holistic practice. This is something I accidentally discovered at my first weenie roast.
Weenie roast?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
During the Lumineers set, I passed out face down, nude, and spread eagle in the sun. And soon thereafter, security woke me up, and I was surprised at how lucid I was.
What's the city council doing at this point? They must be staring at him. Like,
everybody is trying to figure out, is this guy kidding around? Because what he's saying is stupid.
Right. First of all, Chad Kroger.
How quickly can we stop this?
Right.
That's what they were thinking.
Right.
And they tried to.
I was expecting to be sloshed. But here's the thing. I wasn't. I didn't realize where this mysterious boost came from until my health guru, Troy from Venice.
Troy from Venice.
My health guru.
Yeah, I used to go out there.
Troy from Venice.
Yeah. He's pretty good. Yeah.
Told me something called perineum sunning. Perineum sunning is where you allow direct sunlight to penetrate your bare sphincter for 30 seconds or more.
I heard some woman
in the background.
Come on.
Dr. Drew says that the sun is a...
Dr. Drew
says the sun is a natural
massive electric node in the sky.
Mayor. The public speaker is allowed to speak about something that is within the jurisdiction of the city of Irvine, but this subject matter is not.
It's a holistic practice that I think will radically change everyone's lives. So,
point of order.
Please allow my colleague to expand, and thank you.
What up, council?
This is his buddy.
They're like, okay, for sure. Don't forget, say what up, council.
And he's going to talk to them about how relevant it is
in Irvine
and how they shouldn't just dismiss this.
Right. No, the
most difficult thing about perineum sunning is that there's no space where we're allowed to practice it. We can't do it at my mom's house because it weirds out my mom's boyfriend, Greg, who is a legend. And we're not allowed to do it at the parks. So, to your interjection that this isn't within the city's jurisdiction, we will ask that the city create a space for this health practice. If it's cool with you, council, I would love to have my friend and colleague, Chad Kroger, demonstrate the position for perineum sunning. If you can redirect your attention towards the stairs.
All right, stop it right there. So then his friend, Chad Kroger, flips over and puts his feet up toward the sky and gets in the position of sunning his beehole indoors so that they can see how it's done.
Because they couldn't possibly imagine.
Right.
And did it pass? Did the measure pass unanimously?
I don't think it helped.
We should create a space.
To sun your butthole?
Yes.
All right, listen.
Somewhere here in Burbank. I think they'd be very open to it in Burbank.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I love that song.
Yeah, it's so good. New Def Leppard there, Take What You Want. And then, of course, out finally on the long-postponed stadium tour with Motley Crue and Joan Jett and Poison. And they're going to be sort of co-headlining with Motley Crue, taking turns on nights and different shows.
Correct.
That's very cool. Yay, New Def Leppard. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Sligo and I have been working together for 100 years.
Yep.
We worked in Phoenix before we came here to Los Angeles.
That's a fact.
And it was a station called KZZP.
104.7 FM, your number one hit music station.
That was us, yeah. We were flame-throwing DJs, as we called it. This is the Saturday Night Party Patrol, which was a special show that we did, where we would go out in a van and go to people's houses that were having parties.
Yeah, they call into the station and go, oh, it's a rager, come on by. And we'd broadcast live from there.
We'd stop by, broadcast live.
Some people would disappear into the back room for a while.
Occasionally. A fight would break out, the place would be set on fire, and we'd jump in the van
up, yeah,
and go someplace else.
That's
this
right.
was the production for that. I just wanted to give you a little flashback sound, Sligo.
So like 1986, 7?
Yes, 87.
Eight? Somewhere
this is
there.
Big voice guy with the stutter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crank it up. Saturday Night Party Patrol. KZZP 104.7 FM.
They always had those giant voice guys on yes. Top 40 radio back then.
Yeah, and all, so then this is us. This is Sligo as the production guy and me as the pizza delivery guy. From 1987, this is us doing a little skit, being funny on the fact that this is a stuttering thing.
Saturday night party patrol, party patrol, party patrol, part party patrol.
Hey, someone in here order pizza.
yeah, but can you hold on a second? We're doing some taping in here.
Come on, you want your pizza or not? I got a lot of other deliveries to make.
Yeah, but will you please wait outside? We're recording some stuff for the Saturday night party patrol.
Oh yeah, that show. Yeah, that show's pretty cool. Except that guy that says party patrol. That's pretty dumb.
So that was always making fun of everything.
That was us in a previous life making fun of everything. This then Sligo found one of my jingles.
Oh my god,
let me play this. Put this machine up.
Okay, classic.
This is what they call a shout, which we were very excited
about. Freaked out that people were screaming our names.
Kevin Ryder!
Right, which is ridiculous. But then we would edit stuff in just to make it interesting.
Kevin Ryder!
To think my high school guidance counselor said I'd never amount to anything.
You guys, you know, we spent a lot of money on those jingles. Could you quit screwing around with them all the time?
They
were always upset.
They didn't love it.
Why'd you do that?
But this is a weird... I started really appreciating this later in my career because it's so unnatural.
Yes.
Who shouts someone's name?
Cheerfully.
Cheerfully.
Professionally.
Kevin Ryder.
Why?
No one's that excited about me. I'm not that excited about me.
Your mom's not that excited about you.
That's absurd.
Kevin Ryder.
And I'm trying to find Sligos.
Yeah, we're looking.
We're having problems finding Sligos, which is funny because Sligo found mine. Which is strange.
Doug Roberts.
Doug Roberts was the name that he used then. Yeah.
Doug Roberts.
So I want to use anytime I say something stupid, just to identify which one of us it is.
And if the one where time I say something weird, you can say, Doug Roberts.
Yeah, I'll just shout it. But that's where we started. That's
radio
the early
is
days.
So stupid.
That's always been stupid.
The radio is so ridiculous.
And we've always made fun of every place we go.
It's so ridiculous. I might have to watch the damn movie. I might have to throw on The Wall sometime this weekend. It's been too long. It's 95.5 at the Cable House, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo. And what did you want to talk about right now?
People are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
You know how you no longer go to a restaurant and order. Now you call ahead.
Yeah.
And the food is ready by the time you get there to pick it up.
Right.
That's how it works in bank robberies now as well.
Oh, talk to me, freaky.
In Connecticut, authorities say two would-be robbers tried phoning in to pull off a bank heist.
Oh, my God.
They called and they said, we're going to want $100,000 in big bills. Have it ready for us. And we'll be there in a minute.
I can't. Really?
Yes.
And did they say, and if you call the cops or anything, we'll blow up the bank or something?
They made threats about there being a bloodbath, yes.
But... Yes. Not like on the phone. But not on the premises right this second. Like they couldn't push a button right then.
Right. Correct.
They're just going to be there pretty soon.
Yes. So have it waiting.
Wow.
Now, so of course the teller hung up and dialed 911.
What do you know?
Called the police.
Who would think that he would do that?
And they locked the place down.
Sure. They couldn't even get in.
This guy's partner was already in. So the guy calls and says, have money ready for us.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy that's already in the bank now that goes up and says, okay, I'm here. I'm ready for the money.
I'm here. I had my order is number 69.
Right. So if you give me the 100 grand and don't put any of that those die packs in it either, because we know all about that.
Oh, shut up.
Which of course
I saw did. Dog Day Afternoon, man.
Yes.
Well, why 100 grand? That seems kind of low, too.
It does seem low. I don't understand why now.
It was a test.
So the guy says, hey, I know that the doors are all locked, but would it be all right if I left?
Oh my God.
And they said, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
And they opened it, and he left, and he walked right to the police.
Of course.
And then this is my favorite part.
Oh, my God.
The police say stop, and he turns and runs to his friend in the getaway car who made the call.
Over here! Yes. Over here! They're on to us! Wow.
Can you imagine the car driver going, what are you doing? Don't bring him to me.
You suck.
Don't bring him to me. So the cops chase him and arrest both of them.
Aw. They didn't even get to enjoy their 100K.
They didn't get to enjoy anything. Really.
Where did they come up with this idea?
I don't have any idea.
Who was the mastermind?
The police said we were all kind of cracking up with the call ahead aspect of it.
Yeah.
Definitely an unusual technique. Have the money ready for us. We'll be there in a minute.
Wow, people are dumb. That wasn't even intended.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget, we're doing our Metallica flyaway.
That's right.
This is fantastic. If you're the correct caller when we tell you, should we have people call now?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You get a copy of the Black Album. You also get your name on the standby list to see Metallica headline the festival ATL Live in Atlanta this fall. You got to be 21 or over to qualify.
That is mind-bendingly cool.
I was thinking of things that were mind-bendingly cool with Metallica, and we did a breakfast with at the other place.
All right.
And it was at Honda Center.
Wow, that's a huge venue.
Yes, it is. And they were playing there that night, but they said, yeah, we'll do something in the morning in the locker room.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So we go into the locker room, and it's really pretty small.
Sure, yeah.
And the band is trying desperately to move all their equipment in there. Mike Catherwood is on the phone with us now. Psycho
Hi,
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. How are you guys?
Do you remember that day? The breakfast with Metallica? So good.
Well, I remember that day. So, I don't really remember that event.
So they set up.
Wait, why is that? How can you not remember this? That sounds crazy. Metallica? Well,
I thought you were a Metallica fan.
Yeah.
Big. The first album I ever bought on the white chalky cassette at Sam Goody. I'm aging myself. But the first album I ever had was Master of Puppets.
Wow. So these guys were right there in front of y'all.
He was very excited. Yeah. So we set up the locker room. What's that?
It would have been amazing if I was right there with them, yeah.
We set up the locker room, and it was about two-thirds for the band.
Right.
With duct tape down the center.
Oh, my God.
And that was the dividing place so that the fans, of which there were 20, were on the other side of the tape.
So they were a half a foot away.
Yes. With nothing blocking. They were just being cool, and the band was being super cool and asking, answering questions and stuff like that.
And they brought in all this gear, you said, and they were playing live right at the... Oh, my God.
In the locker room.
Your ears still ringing, I would think.
And Mike is the biggest fan, and I just wanted to get him on the air and say, let's reminisce.
Wait, I'm confused. Why don't you remember?
Well, I wasn't there, Lugo. I wasn't allowed to go to that one. I didn't make that. Didn't make that event.
Oh, what had you done? What had you done now? I hear stories, tales.
I thought Metallica was your favorite band.
Yeah, you'd do anything.
I thought that was the first cassette you ever bought.
It was.
Okay.
And, that story sounds familiar.
I believe, and honestly, this was so traumatic that I've actually blocked it out, as people will do.
Mm-hmm. I'll remind you.
Reminded me.
I'll remind you. Yeah. Mike was getting married for the first time. And didn't have the rehearsal. That wasn't it. He had the rehearsal dinner. And he couldn't come to the breakfast with Metallica.
for a breakfast dinner?
Rehearsal?
It was a rehearsal, yeah.
A rehearsal? Dinner.
Yeah.
Not even the rehearsal.
Dinner.
It was the rehearsal dinner.
Dude!
And I was like, Mike, there's like 20 people here.
Dude!
Honestly, outside of Metallica themselves, the band members and their crew, I think there was more like 10 people
That's
there.
Possible, yeah. That is very possible. And so I called Mike and I was like, dude, you got to come down here. This is really something. And he said, I'll be right there.
No, that's not what I said.
What happened? I don't remember.
I said, I can't make it because I've got to get married to someone who I'll be married to forever. And then that didn't happen either.
Well, wait, but this is a rehearsal. So you were figuring out how to put food in your mouth instead of being there with Metallica?
I don't even remember that, like, pictures. I don't remember if it was in a church or not. I have no idea. All I know is I had to go to this thing because it was somehow important. And it was not as important to me as that performance
would
have been.
Which is why you drove down to Honda Center and saw Metallica.
Right. Which makes sense.
Which all hardcore fans would have done.
Of course, yeah.
I didn't do that.
What's that?
That's not what happened. In fact, not only did I not get a chance to see that, Sluggo, did I not get a chance to experience it, but then like some powdered wig, angry old school British royal.
That's me.
Kevin brought the recording back to me and goes, now edit this up and show it to the show. Listen, go back and listen to this.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How much we enjoyed it and make sure that it's ready to go for the show.
You know what's really funny is I called Mike and I was like, Mike, I want to talk to you on the air about that breakfast with Metallica. And he's like, I don't remember anything about it. And I had to remind him, I don't know why it brought me so much joy to be in a tiny room with Metallica and knowing that the only person who wanted to be there
more than
anyone.
And all combined in that room.
Was at a dinner for
rehearsal. Dinner.
Rehearsal dinner.
Practicing to learn how to pick up your fork.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's brutal. I think that Lars and Co. should do a new show for you.
Oh, I would love that.
Right?
Yeah, but not for him,
Mike.
Because
no?
He didn't make the right decision the first time.
He's claiming that he's a fan.
He's not a fan.
I got
correct.
You. All right. We could probably arrange that, but...
If I'm looking objectively at it, I guess I don't really deserve it. I just deserve it.
Oh, we've gone too far.
No, we haven't.
No, this is too far.
Nope.
He's sad now.
You know what we should do? We'll set it up, and then we'll let people in and just not Mike.
Well, there you go. All right.
Love you, Psycho Mike.
Then have me edit it. Then have me edit it again.
That is brutal.
Friday!
Let's do it, man. Let's do the All Request Fest. What's going to get your weekend started? Doesn't matter if you don't usually play it. We can find it. You know the damn deal. Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. All Request Fest. Started off with some Riot, Quiet.
That is the All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. Hello.
Friday.
Yeah!
How about a little AC/DC if you want blood?
That sounds like a damn fine idea, sir.
I like the way you think. Friday!
How about playing some Accept, Balls to the Wall?
Do the words yes mean anything to you?
Perfect. Love it. Love it, man.
Who are you?
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Ryan, happy Friday!
Yeah!
You ever heard Barry Manilow's cover of that? Except it is the KLOS All Request Fest brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. You can win a 2023 Range Rover at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. And you stop by yamava.com for more details. Got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. Do it. It is the All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS. Debbie asked for me that this morning. I have a couple of jobs, you know, to make ends meet. And she's like, hey, how about some Bowie? I need a little Friday night thing. I was like, all right. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good, man. You guys chilling today?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, groovy, man. Is it all requests for, like, whatever?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Until 7 a damn clock.
Sweet. Can I do Die Young by Black Sabbath?
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to hear Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song.
I believe that is number 67 in the KLOS motherboard. Can you push it on your touchtone phone now?
Okay. 67?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello, KLOS.
How's it going? Happy Friday, man.
Right back at you, man.
Right on. I want to hear Cracker Man by Stone Temple Pilots.
Nice. Wow. I don't remember having push play on that since I've been over here. We can do that. Who's this?
This is George Whittier.
All right. Here's Shirley Temple's, but no, that's not right. Stone Temple Pilots for you.
Thank you, sir.
Ken69 has requested on the Blue Bird of Gossip, the Tweet Machine, some
Kiss.
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 I have to ask you, it's the All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Ugly Kid Joe, Everything About You.
Please, make requests. You can call us 818-955-KLOS, or you can use that newfangled, internet thing. You can hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. Do you have that?
I don't even have the internet.
Wow.
I guess I'm like a modern-day caveman.
That's awesome. My ultimate respect. I don't think I could pull that off in my life, but at least you got one of them old-school telephone things. Well, since you've called, what do you want to hear on the All Request Fest?
You know what? Can you guys play some Warren?
This is the All Request Fest, and I got a request for this one from Faith No More. Happy to fulfill it for you.
Ruin or improve an old adage?
I use this on my wife all the time. A boob in the hand is worth two in the bra.
It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
My uncle used to say, I got to race like a piss horse.
Prove or ruin an old adage?
Eat and live.
My grandmother used to say, work hard, party hard, stay hard.
I got one for you.
Do it. Right.
Get the bleep button ready. Get you and the horse that rode in on you.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Okay, that's the actual phrase.
That's the real one.
What are you going to turn it into?
Wait, I thought it was no good deed goes unrewarded.
You're right. That is with the original, but I've so heard it that way for so long in my life that sounds natural
now.
Wow,
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's been that way for so long because it's so correct. You have made me question it.
Yeah.
Nope. You're right. We're wrong. Well done.
And that is a jam, a live Metallica jam. Oh, hey, speaking of, hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Anthony.
Anthony, let me ask you a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
When you go to SoFi Stadium...
Yeah?
On August 27th to see Metallica...
Yeah!
Are you going to make as much noise as those guys right there did in that recording?
Hell yeah, it's my mother! I'm taking it!
Well done, man. You're caller 13. You heard the Metallica jam of the day, so you got yourself some tickets.
Thank you.
SoFi Stadium, single day tickets available right now, August 25th and 27th. Ticketmaster.com, but you don't give a rat's ass about that. You just won.
Yes, sir!
And you're going to actually be using another phone number here in just a little while. You're going to text 68683 in a bit, and then it's going to go on a lot for the next. Well, you know what, let me just play this. We have something new we're starting right now. It's going to go for a while, and I'm going to let Big Voice Man tell you about it. The large game is almost upon us, and we want to send you to Vegas for a two-night stay at Sahara Las Vegas. It's a reserved seating and a chance to watch the big game. $500 in food and beverage credit. That is a party, my friends. So here's the word. Are you ready for a word to text? You're going to be doing this quite a bit in the near future, so you can go to Chick and Pete's to watch the big game up in Vegas. Text this word party. I know you know how to spell party. Party to 68683 for your chance to win. Keep listening pretty much every hour for another text word party. 68683. Want! AKA Warrant on the All Request Fest. So have you heard what we started doing as of today, right? It's going to be going on for a while. You'll be listening all night, every night for text words, words you need to text to us to 68683 for a chance for you to hang out in Las Vegas. Give you a two-night stay at Sahara Las Vegas and get you reserved seating at Chickie and Pete's. Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game and kick you $500 in food and beverage credits as well. Here's the word you need to text right now. It's a little town in Nevada called Vegas. Text Vegas to 68683 for your shot to win, and keep listening for those keywords. They're going to keep coming at you on a regular basis. Right now, it's Vegas to 68683.